I love toddlerhood. I love my son's insatiable desire to explore, experiment, and hurl themselves, clumsily, toward independence. But perhaps the thing I enjoy most is watching them acquire and experiment with language. It fascinates me to see them learn new words, and I always beam when they discover yet another one to add to their eclectic vocabulary. But what I find most inspiring is watching them find creative uses for the words they already know. Take the phrase all done, for example, or ah duh, as they originally said. It was one of the first baby signs they learned, and it wasn't too long until they caught on to the verbal phrase. Ah duh, they'd say when they were ready to get down from the table and run off to play. They soon learned to use it to convey that they were done being held, or that they were done with a bath, or that they were done with me wiping their nose. Despite its many obvious applications, I've been surprised at how many uses they've found for the phrase. First, they learn to use it as a question or a plea. When they're bored in the car and they're ready to get out, or they were bored in the store and ready to go home, look at me with pleading eyes and say, "Ah, duh?" If I said, "No, not yet," they'd be sure to continue to ask me every minute, on the minute, until we were done with the task at hand. During long car rides, it becomes a lament. "Ah, duh," they say over and over, as if willing away the miles. They also use it as a kind request. When they're ready to take off their shoes, for example, they'll point to them and kindly say, "Ah, duh." Sometimes they even use the phrase to communicate with one another. One will walk up to the other, who's playing with his trucks, and let him know that he's "Ah, duh" with those trucks, and that he should come play with his brother instead. It's beyond adorable. My favorite creative use of the phrase, however, took place when we were at a dear friend's wedding several months ago. There were many other kids running around and playing, and one of them was pushing himself around on a little toddler-style scooter. One of my sons really wanted to play with that scooter, but we told him he had to wait until the other little boy was finished before he could have his turn. He tried waiting patiently for a moment, but that was just too hard. Before long, he went up to the little boy, tapped him on the shoulder, and informed him that he was, quote, "ah, duh," and then proceeded to try and get on the scooter himself. I let him know that that really wasn't the best way to handle the situation, and I made it understood that, despite his clear request, he'd still have to wait his turn. But I couldn't help laughing inside. I was so impressed with his creativity and his ability to use what little vocabulary he had to make his ideas known. Now that, I thought to myself, is what communication is about, creatively using the tools we have to interact with the world around us. I don't want him to go around pushing kids off scooters, of course, but I hope he always builds on this ability to make extensive and creative use of language and never loses his willingness to find new, effective, and original uses for the skills, language or otherwise, that he already has. Now, of course, my children aren't the only ones who creatively use phrases. It's a very normal toddler behavior, and millions of children everywhere are doing the exact same thing. But it's a normal behavior I think we should all find completely amazing, and to which, as adults, we should all aspire. After all, this normal toddler behavior is at the root of the most astute of problem-solving skills. It's all about using the skills you have to interact in new ways. And that seems pretty amazing to me, and reminds me that, to a large extent, we're born with the ability to think creatively, and a fundamental desire to make use of what we have. I don't want to discredit the importance of learning new skills. After all, learning new words and having an extensive vocabulary is wonderful and an incredibly important thing. It allows all of us, regardless of age, to name and understand the world. And adding to that language is a key development that deserves all the attention it receives. But it's just one part of the equation. All the words in the world can't make up for the inherent toddler trait of creativity. In recent weeks, my son's vocabulary has tripled. They're a little over 2 now, and while I was trying to keep a list of all the words they learned, in recent weeks I've given that up. I just can't keep up with them. In fact, they're teaching me. Thanks to their love for anything with wheels, I can now tell the difference between a forklift and a grapple truck. But in watching them try to communicate with me and the world around them, I've come to believe that creativity and fearlessness with limited language is a highly underrated skill that needs much greater appreciation, regardless of age. So as a mother, I'm adding that to my own personal list of milestones. An appreciation, if you will, of making much out of less. After all, what ultimately makes for a good communicator is not how many words you know, but how creatively and effectively you can use them. May we all be a bit more brave in our desire to communicate. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.